Simon, you're in the fifth year of your chair on forest land reclamation at the University of Alberta. What exactly is your chair?
My chair was established initially in 2009 to look at the establishment of trees on reclamation areas, how to get trees onto the site and how to make them grow better and establish better. So we dealt mostly with tree species and get them on the site.
Over the last 5 years, how have things changed from when you first started and where they're at now?
Things have actually quite nicely changed. One of the species we are dealing with is trembling aspen, which we had very little experience in growing and growing nursery stock for outplanting on reclamation sites. And we made quite big strides in producing better seedlings, higher quality seedlings, and we know what the characteristics of those seedlings are. So we can see already in the field or before we plant them whether these are good seedlings or they might not perform as well.
So how do you get that kind of information that you're working on across to industry?
Well, this meeting here today, for example, the Conrad Symposium is a very good meeting to bring information across to industry. We're working very closely with industry. Most of our field research sites are on reclamation sites, so we have a very good working relationship with industry in setting up sites and testing our planting stock and testing different strategies on reforesting these sites.
What do you see as being some of the challenges that you're facing?
There are a multitude of challenges in reclamation. The first one, of course, is once these structures, these landscape structures and hill slopes and so on are developed, they don't have really any vegetation. So when you plant a seedling out there, it's pretty much alone in the wide world and is exposed to the environment. And so drought and cold and wind and so on have a big influence on these little guys, and they need to be ready for taking on the real world.
In your talk at the Conrad Symposium, you also set out some ideas of what you need to look at next. At the end of the 5 years, if you're continuing on, what is it that you see that you need to do next?
Yeah, there's a good opportunity to continue the chair, and where we are going now is beyond just establishing trees, because the premise of forest land reclamation is to restore forests on these sites. So parts of forest is not only the trees, but it's also understory, nutrient cycling, water cycling, carbon cycling. All these functional traits of forest need to be reestablished. And so putting trees on the site is the first start to do that, but now we need to look at these sites and see how do these forest ecosystems develop and these functions develop, and how can we help along to either fasten the process or to support the process of the functional redevelopment of these ecosystems.
Well, if you look 30 or 50 years down the road, how do we know that these trees that are being planted in reclaimed areas today are actually going to be there?
That's a very difficult question. We don't really know what the trajectory of these sites are. Is it very different than natural forests? We don't even know some of the trajectories of our natural forests, because as humans, we have influenced our climate and the earth so much that the changes, like climate change, will be unpredictable in some instances on our forest ecosystem, and the same is for these reclaimed ecosystems. So it's difficult to say where they're going to end up. But the idea about the forest land reclamation is truly to initiate the forest recovery, and nature needs to take its place and move things forward. So we can't do it all, so nature will direct and probably determine where we will end up. But the more we know about how these systems work and what the processes are, the better we can potentially predict what happens if it gets drier and warmer or if it gets wetter. We don't know exactly what the climate is going to be, so that's going to be a big challenge.
Definitely, there was lots of discussion yesterday after your talk, and one of the issues that was brought up is in looking down the road for these self-sustaining forests, there's concern over climate change, which you mentioned, but also issues of dealing with water. Are we going to have enough water for changing these landscapes and trying to reclaim them? How does that fit in terms of either how these are going to sustain themselves or even the resiliency of the forests?
That's a very good question. The important thing is we cannot see the forest just for a plot of land with trees on it. We have to see it in context of the overall landscape and the land forms. We have to see it in context of the hydrology of the whole area, not only the mining areas, but also the surrounding areas of the undisturbed forest and how it's been incorporated into that landscape. So these are big, big questions which I can't really deal with per se, but in collaboration with colleagues and other groups nationally and internationally, we're trying to get a handle on what those processes are and what those linkages are between uplands and lowlands, between wetlands and peatlands and those kind of things, and how the landscape gonna affect all these factors down the road. So like I said before, it is very difficult to say where exactly things are going, because some of those things haven't been answered yet, but there's a lot of work going on which is continuing to explore and to deal with these issues, and more to come, I think, in the future.
And I guess that's where all those graduate students come in, doing this research.
Yes, sure they do. And it's nice to see that there's a lot of interest in graduate students participating in this research. And I think the feeling is there that that by doing that, that people are doing something about it. And part of my job is to help the students create ideas and critical thinking skills on how to approach these reclamation questions and the problems we have. And they are the future. These are the people who will see the forests in 50 years. It's not going to be me.
Thank you very much, Simon.
Thank you.